USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Former President Trump is calling his criminal indictment a, quote, travesty of justice.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Trump speaking on Saturday in Georgia. Alan Sanders, professor emeritus of political science at St. Peter's University in New Jersey, says it was an expected tone from Trump.
This is entirely in keeping with Trump's strategy. Consolidate your base with whatever lies or whatever conspiracy theories or whatever machinations you can conjure up that will activate your base.
A 37-count federal indictment was unsealed on Friday in connection to Trump's handling of classified documents at his home in Florida after leaving office. President Biden has a message for transgender children and the entire LGBTQ community.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
Biden spoke Saturday on the South Lawn at what he called the biggest pride celebration ever at the White House. America's most prolific bomber has died.
Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. Here's former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski's 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and more than 24 injuries before he was finally arrested in 1996. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Arcangelo wins the Belmont Stakes, and it's history for Jenna Antonucci. She becomes the first female trainer to win the Belmont. Pope Francis is recovering well from surgery, but he'll remain in the hospital through all of next week. Doctors are advising the 86-year-old Pope not to deliver his Sunday blessing from a hospital balcony to avoid strain on his abdominal walls. There's no shortage of reaction to the announced merger of the PGA and LIV Golf Tours. Here's Lance Pry with more.
Several golfers called on PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan to resign, one of them saying he no longer trusts him. A group representing the families of 9/11 victims say it's deeply offended by the merger, accusing Monahan of co-opting the 9/11 community. And Democrat Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon says he wants to know what prompted the PGA Tour's abrupt about-face. He calls the merger a shameless cash grab.
Manchester City is the winner of the Champions League. The club beat Inter Milan 1-0 in Istanbul to claim the title, their first ever. The club had also won in the Premier League and the FA Cup. There's a battle for box office supremacy. Transformers: Rise of the Beasts is hitting the gas on the opening weekend. It made $25 million in its premiere and is expected to earn up to $60 million. However, the animated superhero movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is projected to make another $56 million. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.